Frankfurt.
Gansaland Radio.
We're here with our final game of the Twin Valley League Tournament here on a Thursday. Semi-final action coming down all to this. Axel Lim, girls game winner to take on the Centralia Panthers in the first place match tomorrow. Loser to take on the Blue Valley Randolph girls. We already have our boys games figured out. On the boys side, it'll be Hanover and Axel as they will rematch tomorrow in the championship. And for the third place match, it'll be Clifton Clyde and Donovan West boys. We got one more game here. Our girls matchup between Axel and Lynn. Girls to play, the winner to play Centralia and the loser to play Blue Valley Randolph. Axel, we've already covered two of their games here in the Twin Valley League tournament. We've covered all their games up to this point. We have the incredible game, of course, on Saturday where they beat Onega 49-34. And then we had the even more impressive and amazing game for this Axel team, the 59-54 victory over the Valley Heights Mustang. What a win for Axel, where they outscored the Mustangs 25-6 in the third quarter to come away with the victory. Also in that game, Natalie Stropnett hit 500 career rebounds. Caitlin Detweiler, the sophomore, hit one of her career high games with 22 points. She has been on an absolute tear in the Twin Valley tournament as a 5'5" sophomore with 38 points, 14 steals, and double-digit rebounds. She has been one of the best players in this Twin Valley tournament, and we're going to see her performance here against Lynn. Just like Brad Rushman says, if Detweiler goes, we go. And that's what has been Axel's motto this season. If you can keep that offense rolling right behind Keelan Detweiler, that offense will sail easily. So Lynn, that's what they're going to have to handle. Caitlin Detweiler and the way she runs this Axel Eagles offense. And for the Lynn Bulldogs, I mean, they got a good cast and crew as well. I mean, you talk about the ship being sailed by Detweiler on one side. Well, you got Bailey Peters, the 5'5" junior guard on the other side, a second-team all-leaguer who's leading her team with 1.8 assists per game, 2.1 steals per game, 14.5 points per game, and 1.5 rebounds per game. She's one of the top players in this Twin Valley League. The team's head coach by Trevor Kuhlman. Look at the rest of this Bulldogs lineup. You just got so many great guards in this team. Specifically, Gretchen Bott, a 5'8" junior guard who's averaging 9 points per game, 5 rebounds a game. Two players on this Lynn team have over 100 points scored with Bailey Peters and Gretchen Bott. So between the two of them, you got really a 1-2 punch combo between these two teams. And they're going to play at a very high level on both of these sides. Taking a look here at our starting lineups on both sides, starting off with the lower seeded team, the Axel Eagles, led by head coach Brad Brockman, his fourth season. Ava Brockman, 5'9" sophomore. Reagan Hazenkamp, a 5'7" sophomore. Natalie Stropman, a 5'10" senior. Maggie Stropman, a 6'1" sophomore. And Caitlin Detweiler, a 5'5" sophomore. And for the Lynn Bulldogs, who are head coached by Trevor Kuhlman, the ranked number 5 team of Class 1A Division 2, Bailey Peters, a 5'4" junior guard. Gretchen Bott, a 5'8" junior guard. Jenny Turk, a 5'6" junior guard. Ella Emke, a 5'7" junior guard. And the final one, Ethan Rogge, a forward for the Lynn Bulldogs. Again, Lynn Bulldogs head coach by Trevor Kuhlman. And now we're getting ready for 4 quarters, 32 minutes of basketball action to end off our Thursday slate of games. Winner of this girls game will go on and take Centralia on the first place match. And the loser will take on the the Blue Valley Randolph Rams. On the boys side, D West will take on Clifton Clyde in the third place match. And Axel will take on Hanover in the first place. So, real quick, one more time, stars both sides. Axel Brockshaven, Hazenkamp, Stropman, both Natalie and Maggie, and Caitlin Detweiler, Finland Bulldogs. It's Peters, Bott, Turk, Emke, and Rogge. On the tip-off here, it's Izzy Rogge for the Lynn Bulldogs. And for the Axel Eagles, it's the 6'1 sophomore in Maggie Strothman. And now we are getting ready here for the tip-off between the Lynn Bulldogs and the Axel Eagles, a team that was played earlier this season. Lynn won by 8 points, 44-36, and we are set to go. Now he's dropping here for Axel off the tip-off. Here, working with it, is Axel in this start of the first quarter. On their first possession, Axel now he's dropped at the top of the high key. She's got an open shot straight away down center. Strothman finishes in for two. Mentioned that Strothman hit her career high of 500 rebounds in her career on Monday earlier this week. But here, a quick response by Bailey Peters, a layup to tie it at two all. Now Axel down the floor, both these teams striking early and quick. Maggie Strothman under the glass, loses the ball, picked up by Detweiler. Detweiler kicks back out Natalie. Natalie to Brockstrom. Brockstrom over the top, pass off to her teammate. And Maggie Strothman, but it's over the top of her head. And Lynn will take over after Axel's first turnover on the game. Axel, the first time being in a semifinal, the TBL tournament since 2015. Here, working with it. Lynn, back up top to Bott. Bott inside, down under, pass off to Rogge! And Rogge rolling on in for two, and picks up the and one. Rogge, who's averaging 6.5 points per game, 4.5 rebounds a game. She's got 89 points scored this season. Here's for number 90. At the free throw line, it's up and good. Nothing but net for Rogge. And now Axel down the floor, excuse me, here with Detweiler. Detweiler, Brockstrom. Brockstrom dribbling up left side wing in the Detweiler inside, and that will be knocked away and stolen by Gretchen Bott. Bott down the floor with Axel's second turnover of the quarter. Lynn with the ball up by three. Inside, drive, missed shot by Peters. Rebound and taking it down the floor. Here is Reagan Hazenkamp. Misses the shot, and the rebound here by the defensive side, Gretchen Bott, the guard. Down the floor, quick throw out to Bailey Peters on the near side, right wing. Peters, who had the first points for Lynn to start this game, she passes behind her to Turk. Turk, out to her right, back to Peters. 6 minutes to go this first quarter, 5-2, Lynn leads over Axel by three. Baseline drive, they're going to get a foul on Axel. And it's going to be against Axel's Caitlin Detweiler. And that is huge. She already has two fouls in this first quarter. I said in the pregame that getting her off this floor for Lynn is huge. And there it goes. Lynn already upping their chances here in this game. In for the floor comes Avery Bussing in the substitution. But Avery Brockstrom makes this rebound for Axel. After the missed shot, Axel down the floor. Deficit by three. Trying to cut it here. Megan Hazekamp, far wing, inside Maggie's dropping it, taken away by Jenny Turk. Third turnover of the quarter for Axel. Bailey Peters down the floor. Out the Bott. Bott loses the ball down the alley, and it's picked up by Natalie Strothman. Strothman floats it. Passer down the floor to Hazekamp. Hazekamp, far wing, now deep corner to Brockstrom. Brockstrom holding it, hoisting it high over her head. She looks left side, transfers up behind her to Hazekamp. Hazenkamp, baseline driving, now back out to the corner. She's stuck by Bott and Peters. Ball is loose on the floor. It's still loose, being scrambled for, and we're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow will go to Lynn. Fourth turnover on the quarter for Axel. The player is slow to get up. That was Maggie who was slow to get up, and right now she is holding her right wrist. It looks to be a little straight right now, so potentially getting her right wrist stunned. Head coach Brad Brockstrom is going to look at her on the sideline. Hit for Axel will be Alyssa Hazekamp. So two of the top players here for Axel on the sideline. Aylin Detweiler, Maggie Strothman, the leading guard and forward. Lynn, here's the opportunity to strike. Drive inside the key and a foul called on Axel. three fouls this quarter against this Axel Eagle team. This will be a first foul picked up for Alyssa Hazenkamp, the 5'7" senior. Turk inside, inbound play. This is her first shot, makes her own rebound, and goes back for the putback. 94 points on this season for Jenny Turk. 4:44 left to go in this first quarter. 7-2, a lead of 5 for Lynn over Axel. Ball knocked out of bounds by Lynn under their defensive glass. Axel will work with it on the front court. Checking on Maggie Stroffen. She's shaking and nodding her head to her coach. Missed three-point shot by Brockstrom under the glass. And a foul called on Lynn. It'll be on the floor. The foul will go against Izzy Rogge, her first foul of the game. And yeah, Maggie's still getting checked out here on the bench for Axel as a steal here by Lynn, by Emke down the floor. Her first steal of the game under the glass. It ricochets off, and the rebound by Natalie Strothman. Now, Axel down the floor. Reagan Hazenkamp, left high post shot. Misses, makes their own offensive rebound. Second chance opportunity. Natalie Strothman, three-pointer. Too strong in the arm. And Avery Bussing turns the ball over for Axel. Six turnovers on this quarter. Only 2 points for the Eagles of Axel. They're down by 5 to Lynn, 7-2. 4:16 to go in this first quarter. Maggie still here getting looked at by head coach Brad Broshman. Head coach of the boys team, Jason Tynan. He's over there too. Lynn Bulldogs with the ball. Gretchen Bott on the right wing. Now driving inside, left, low block, finds out the Turk. Turk floats it to the basket. Missed. Rebound, though, by Josie Emke. Ball swat away out of bounds by Axel. Lynn will keep it in the front court, left side under the glass. Lynn, white tops, white bottoms, the black numerals. Axel Eagles with the red tops and red bottoms with the right numerals and red lining. As going in and finishing in for two. Peters again for Lynn. 9-2, our score, 7-point lead for Lynn over Axel. Axel trying to respond. Brockstrom, screen set for Stroffen. And a takeaway again here for the Lynn Bulldogs. A steal by Jenny Turker, second of the quarter. Three-pointer up off the glass by Peters. And rebounded under the glass by Hazenkamp. And a foul to follow by Lynn. 3:23 to go in the first quarter. 9-2. Lynn up by 7 over Axel Detweiler in this game. She's got a cast on her left hand, bandaged up from her wrist over her thumb. Not sure if she did that on Monday or potentially there when she came out of the game, wrapped it. But here she has it on her hand, left side. She's dribbling this ball. Kicks it out. Brockstrom, 3-point shot up and strong-armed again. Axel has just not been able to find that sweet spot for the three-point ball. 3 minutes, 6 seconds to go here in quarter one. Lynn 9-2 over Axel. Lynn with the ball. Bailey Peters with it. Left side wing. Floats it far down to Sophia Hilton. Short corner, far side shot. Miss. And out of bounds. Last touch by Lynn. Axel will throw it in, handling a full-court pressure by Lynn Bulldogs defense. Natalie Strothman will toss it in. She looks straight ahead and goes to her teammate, Brockstrom. Brockstrom in to Natalie. Natalie, down the floor. Left-hand pass out to Detweiler. Detweiler's screen is set. Drives inside to the basket. Floats it off the board and rebounded underneath by Olivia Myers. So, three players have already come off the bench for the Lynn Bulldogs. As one of them is Josie Emke, takes a short corner shot. It's off the back of the glass, but it's last touched by Axel. So Lynn will maintain the possession with 2:27 to go in the first quarter. 9-2, Lynn leads over Axel. Lynn has it on the baseline. They go over the top to Bailey Peters. Peters inside the key, drives left side, spins around, bounce passes out. 3-point shot is a rainbow! And it is missed. Couldn't find a pot of gold. It's Sophia Hilton. And you'll take it if you're the Axel Eagles. Axel with it. Natalie into Detweiler. Natalie driving down the straightaway. down Broadway, floats it in, but they're going to get her on an offensive foul. A charge called on Natalie Strothman. Axel thought they had a big play there for an and one. It's an offensive foul, 7th turnover of the game for Axel here in this quarter one. 2:07 to go in this first. Lynn up by 7, 9-2 over Axel. But the ball is bought. Spinning around, driving inside, finishing for two. Some fancy moves finished off by an incredible layup. Now Axel tries to respond with Ava Rochman in the paint. Couldn't get it to stir in for two. Peters with the board. Peterson breaks some ankles. Floats it on the baseline to her teammate, and the ball is taken away by Detweiler. And a foul to follow against Lynn. A personal foul called against Sophia Hiltgen, her first foul of the game. 3 fouls on the quarter for Lynn, 4 on the quarter for Axel. They're down by 9 here, 11-2 with 1:27 to go in this first quarter to Lynn. Rochman driving inside, loses the ball. It's going to be a jump ball, they're going to say. Nice hand by Olivia Meyer. She got her hands on the ball. So that jump ball possession here goes to the Axel Eagles. Axel with it. They throw it in to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp at the top of the perimeter to Detweiler. Detweiler drives inside. And they're going to get a foul by Lynn. Detweiler throwing it in underneath the glass. For the Axel Eagles, goes into Natalie Strothman. Natalie, she's fouled, and she will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Natalie Strothman, her first time up the free throw line here in this game. First shot up for Natalie Strothman is up and in. Allie Strothman, 3 points here on this game. 2 rebounds in this first quarter. We have 1:13 left to go in quarter one. 11-3, our score. Lynn over Axel. Winner to move on and take on Centralia in the first place match is Natalie here off the top. Goes 2 for 2 at the line. The only one with 4 points here in this first quarter for the Axel Eagles. As Lynn looks to respond after giving up 2 points. Here's to Axel. Lynn at the high elbow. Jump ball. Possession stays here with Lynn with 62 seconds to go in the first quarter. Lynn up by 7, 11-4. Josie M. Key, the 5'7" sophomore, to throw this one in under the glass. Trying to bounce past it in the front court side into M. Key. Josie M. Key in the corner. Now drives up top. She gets out to Bailey Peters. Peters, screen is set for her. She drives left side inside the short corner, and this ball is loose, scrambled for on the ground. Detweiler picks it up, her second board of the game, down the floor to Hazenkamp, quickly. Strothman, Detweiler, pump fakes, out to the left wing, inside drive, cut back out top, Reagan Hazenkamp, another Detweiler, short corner, spinning around, maybe a shot, kicks it back out, 30 seconds to go in this first quarter, ball is loose on the floor, bounces off the official, and now the ball's on the ground, and we're going to get a jump ball. Possession here to Axel. 24 seconds remaining of quarter one. 11-4. Axel trails by 7 to Lynn. They'll throw it in to the near sideline. Detweiler to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp up top, top of the deck, driving inside. High elbow shot from Natalie Strothman. She misses. And the rebound's by Rogie, her first board of the game. To Emke to Peters. Peters to Hiltgen. Hiltgen with it. Bounce past it. Left side. Then she'll set a ball screen with 3 seconds to go in this first quarter. Peters trying to finish with a layup, but could not get it to go in. Quarter one will end 11-4. Lynn over Axel here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're back in 60.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. The start of quarter number two. 72 left to go in this quarter as we are on the way. And Lynn here giving it back to Axel with a turnover to start this quarter. An offensive charge called against Izzy Rogie, the junior. 11-4, Lynn leads by 7 here over Axel. They get this ball down the floor to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp to Detweiler. Detweiler here driving past half court. Looking to her right side. Now she'll look to her left, lunging in front. She'll get it behind her to Aiken Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp under the glass is denied. And a rebound down low by Josie Hemke. Hemke down the floor to Peters. Peters had a good first quarter, 4 points. Peters at the tie elbow, sets a player's screen for his teammate Bott. Bott inside pass to Rogie, and a foul called on Axel. It'll be a push foul against Alyssa Hazenkamp. Her second foul picked up at the game for the 5'7" senior. Three seniors here on this Axel lineup. Nellie Stropton, Gallia McClellan, and Alyssa Hazenkamp. But only two have come in this game with Natalie and Alyssa. Lynn with the ball. Inside, kick out of the near corner. Hemke. The close wing, the Bott. Bott inside the paint, trying to stir it off the glass. Couldn't get the first shot to go in. Maybe this will get her second one. Couldn't get that one to go in either. And another offensive rebound, two straight, but neither could split it for Lynn. And now it's Axel with the ball. Reagan Hazenkamp inside. Maggie back in the game. And she's in for two. Maggie, she had to come out under left hand the first quarter, but back in it for the first time since that first quarter incident. She's back in it, gets her first points. Accidentally down by 5, 11-6 to Lynn. Lynn with the ball. Bott driving inside, left lane through two defenders. Ball is deflected. It's back in her hand. She'll flip it out. 3-point shot up by Empty, and it's nothing but net. A 3-pointer by Josie Empty. Our first three of the game for either team. Zutweiler on the left wing. Now down to Maggie Stropton. Maggie Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp inside. Straightaway shot in the paint. Is missed. Rebounded by Gretchen Botter. Third rebound of the game. Second of the quarter. Lynn dealing with it. Josie Hemke. Now to Peters. Peters to Hemke in the far corner who just hit that 3-point shot. Now back to Peters. Who will double dribble. And for the fourth time, Lynn has turned over in this half. Axel only 7 turnovers in the half. All from the first quarter. 5:53 to go in quarter two. Lynn up by 8, 14-6 over Axel. Axel throwing it in. Detweiler back with it. Down the timeline. To left side of Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp staring left. Now she'll look right to Alyssa Hazenkamp. And a pass down to Maggie Stropton, but just out of her reach, it goes out of bounds for a turnover. A couple times Axel does that. They know how much height Maggie has at 6'1", and especially you kind of compare it to the players that she goes against, 5'10", 5'11", you just kind of give her up those lob passes, and you hope she can come down with them. Second time Axel has been able to connect on that one today, though. Lynn with it. Gretchen Bott at the top side. Emke to her right. Down to Ella Emke. Ella back up to Josie. Josie back to Ella. Boomeranging back up top. Now to Peters. At the top of the three-point line. She goes left side. Transfers out to Bott. Bott inside the perimeter. Kicks back out to the near corner. Ball loose on the ground. It's a scramble. And taking it away is Ava Broshman for this steal. Fifth turnover for Lynn. Axel. Maggie Stroffen. Deep dish corner. And it's going to be an easy takeaway. After a couple of fingers tapped onto the ball, Ella Emke comes away with her second steal of the half. A three-point up by Peters is missed. Rebound down low. Good box out by Maggie Stroffen on the defensive side for Axel. Axel down the floor. Avery Bussing back in the game for the first quarter. Maggie Stroffen on the baseline. Flips back up to the top of the perimeter. Stepping back. Three-pointer. Straightaway shot! Sign the check. Ava Brockstrom with a three. A timeout is called by Lynn. A quick 30. 14-9 our score. Lynn over Axel by five with 4:26 to go in the second quarter. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Around here, banking is still personal. Bedina State Bank is proud to serve our hometowns with branches in Bedina, Denton, and at the Bank of Highland. Three local banks working together under one roof with one simple promise, taking care of our neighbors. Decisions are made by folks who live here, work here, and care about this community. With a long history and a strong future ahead, Bedina State Bank is here for you, your family, and your farm. Bedina State Bank with locations in Bedina, Denton, and Highland. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
4:26 to go in the second quarter. Lynn over Axel by five. 14-9 in a girls semifinal matchup. Winner to play Centralia in the first place match. Loser take on Blue Valley Randolph. Lynn with the lead inside to Turk and the ball. Lynn back up top to Bott. Bott driving, splitting defenders. Lynn, you can drive a truck through. Bott gets it in for two for Lynn. Now Axel back with it. Bussing. Bussing out to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp to Detwar at the top of the perimeter. She drives hillside, left side. And he'll get a foul from Lynn. Second foul of the quarter against the Lynn Bulldogs. Both these teams have not fouled very heavily in this first half. First foul. There again, Bailey Peters on the game. Duttweiler has two fouls, throws this in for Axel. She gets it back into the corner. She turns around, short corner shot. That was way too much arm strength for only being about 6 foot away from the basket. She overshoots it by a mile, and Turk comes away with the rebound. Three-pointer shot down the floor by Lynn. They miss it. Ball is on the ground. A lunge for it is Bussing, and there are bodies hitting against each other. A couple of tackles. No fouls. And coming away with the ball will be Lynn. So they give it to the Lynn Bulldogs. There was quite the amount of shoving there on the floor. I thought we were in a football game there for a moment. No fouls were called. Lynn puts the ball, 3-point fake out by Turk. She gets it to her right side to her teammate. And a foul by Axel will put Gretchen Bott up to the line to shoot two. Gretchen Bott has had a nice first half so far. 4 points, three rebounds, and a steal. Down low, looking the box out here for Axel is Strothman, Natalie Strothman, and Alyssa Hazenkamp. First free throw shot is up by Gretchen Bott and made. This is the second time up to the line for Lynn in this game. Fourth troll trip up to the line for either team. Gretchen Bott, her first shot is up and in. Now she'll try to replicate it with the second, and she does. Bott, 2 for 2 at the line, 3 for 3 in the half is Lynn. They lead by 9, 18-9 over Axel with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter, and a foul called against Lynn inside the paint. There'll be a foul on the floor. Axel will throw it in under the glass on the left side tilt. Caitlin Detweiler will throw it in on the far corner, up top to Bussing. Bussing, Natalie Stroffen, straightaway shot from the high key, missed, but rebounded by Bussing. Axel, Reagan Hazenkamp inside, and rebounded now by Lynn Sophia Hiltgener, first board of the half. Second chance opportunities, both teams have not been able to take much advantage of them. Axel more so in that department. Bailey Peters, inside drive, kick out, left wing. Now flip to the near, opposite side to Turk. Turk here, behind her back, reverse layup, missed it. And the rebound by Caitlin Detweiler, her third board of the half, as she takes this one down the floor, bounce pass and skip to her teammate. Now Natalie's dropping, three-point shot, in and out of the bucket, and rebounded by Gretchen Bott. Bott now down the floor, taking a hop and a skip as she drives right side lane, and she goes in for two. Second layup in this quarter for Gretchen Bott, where, again, you can drive a truck through. She has found those splitting lanes. And now breaking some ankles as Detweiler down the floor. She passes the Bussing. Bussing. Haverkamp. Now Denali's dropping. Flash to the near side. Three-point shot up by Bussing. And it's strong-armed again. Lynn makes the easy rebound through Olivia Meyer. Her second board of the half. 20-9. 11-point lead for Lynn over Axel with 1:33 to go in this second quarter. Peters. Inside drive. Missed. Rebound underneath the glass by Detweiler, her fourth board of the half. But a foul on Lynn. Second foul by Bailey Peters. Axel struggling offensively here in this game against Lynn. Both teams haven't quite reached their peak offensive performance in this matchup. Axel trying to handle full court pressure. They get it past half court. Natalie's dropping now to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp to Reagan. Reagan, Detweiler underneath. Boxed out. And for the rebound is Josie Emke. Emke, four boards in this first half. Emke averages 2.5 rebounds a game. She's doubled that number here. She's had a phenomenal game for Lynn. Statistically, is underneath the basket for Lynn. And they find Olivia Meyer in for two. Her first points this game. Lynn has had six scores in this contest. And a foul called against Lynn as well as Axel gets the ball down the floor. The foul is called against Lynn, but number not being represented yet here. Officially announced against Josie Emke. First shot at the free throw line as now hitting the double bonus the first time for either team is Lynn. They've had five fouls here in this quarter. Puts Detweiler up to the line as she gets her first shot of the game from the line. It's also her first points, and she goes 2 for 2. Axel has had four different players score, but Detweiler here, her first 2 points of the game, both at the free throw line. She has had an incredible night each and every game so far in the CBL tournament, but right now this is playing her weakest performance by far. And this, as I said in the pregame, Brad Brockman said, if Caitlin Detweiler doesn't sail the high ship, definitely going to be a hard float for Axel trying to come away with this victory. As underneath Lynn, Gretchen Bott goes in for two. She's our first double-digit scorer of the game as Axel turned the ball over immediately right after getting the possession. Back to Lynn. They're down by 13 points, 24-11, but 23 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. Lynn tossing it in and throw it off the glass for a missed shot is Rogie. Rebound made by Brockstrom. 13 seconds left of that half. Axel can end this half on a good note. A last second shot. Detweiler, 7 seconds. Goes underneath. Now he's dropping. Backdoor cut is fouled. Dropping 6 points on the half. And Lynn will not be able to get a shot off in time. Our half will conclude with an 11-point game. 24-13, Lynn over Axel. But just as a reminder, Axel did outscore Valley Heights 25-6 in the third quarter. There on Monday, they'll need a similar tight beat here against Lynn to try to come back in this game. But only down by 11. We'll step aside. We'll come back here for a halftime show. Again, our halftime score, Lynn 24, Axel 13.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
At Community Healthcare System, great care is closer than you think. From primary care to specialty clinics, rehab therapy, senior care, and state-of-the-art hospital services, we're here for every stage of life. Our trusted teams in Centralia, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland provide expert care with a personal touch right here in your community. If you need labs, imaging, therapy, or same-day care, we've got you covered. Community Healthcare System, exceptional services, compassionate people, and care you can count on every single day.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wankland Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wankland for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wankland Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wankland Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
Hansaland Radio.
Welcome here to a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Bobby back in the studio, Crit and Profit here, down live at Washington County High School in Washington, Kansas, the host school of the Twin Valley League Tournament. Here on a Thursday, we have had an incredible slate of games. It all comes down to our final semifinal here between the Axtell and Lynn Bulldogs. In this matchup, it's a girls' game. The winner will go on and take on the Centralia Panthers in the first-place match, and the loser will take on the Blue Valley Randolph Rams in the third-place match. Here at the half, our score, Lynn leads 24-13 over the Axel Eagles. Lynn, they outscored Axel 11-4 in the first quarter, outscored them 13-11 in quarter number two. The Lynn Bulldogs had an impressive first half performance from Gretchen Bott, who finished with 10 points, the only double-digit scorer in this game, also 4 rebounds for her. Looking at the stats here at the half for both teams, unofficial 14 rebounds, both teams also matching with a 3 apiece. Lynn, 3-for-3 at the free throw line. Axel, 4-for-4 at the free throw line. The big difference in this game has been the turnovers. Axel, 10 turnovers, roughly on the half. Lynn with 5. Lynn with 5 steals. Axel with 2. Axel has kind of struggled here against this pressure defense from Lynn. Also, a couple of just kind of untimely turnovers. They'll have the ball looking for an offensive set. They'll try to get the ball down under to Maggie Stroffman, and then they'll just misconnect. They'll just throw it a little high over the top of her head, and they just won't find the connection. So for Axel, kind of leading into this third quarter, they're going to have to tighten up a lot of things. I mean, the passing, the taking the ball down the floor, the dribbling, just a lot of those, you know, kind of fundamental things. But, you know, I mentioned it once, I'll mention it again. I was kind of reiterating the same thing on Monday when they took on Valley Heights. I said, hey, this is a game that Valley, if Axel does this, this, and this, they can come out and not only come back in the third quarter, they can have the lead by the end of the third quarter going the fourth. And they hit on every single one of those notes. It's like a grocery list. They're like, okay, stop the turnovers, limit the turnovers. Pretty much kind of checking off that list there. And they did it. And if you want to come back in a game like this, you got to kind of make that same repetitive thing there where you got to limit turnovers, you got to play a more quality second half. And it starts with this third quarter. It starts with the tone that you set in the beginning of this third quarter. So if Axel could come out, maybe get a few turnovers themselves, but at the end of the day, as long as they're keeping clean hands on that ball, not making any risky or bad passes, making smart decisions, they don't need that three ball. They can get that ball inside. They can get it to Natalie, Maggie Stroffman, or they can get up to the free throw line. This is one of the best free throw shooting teams in the Twin Valley League by far. This team is very firmly sound at the free throw line. They know how to get it done. Brad Brochman has done an incredible job with this team. It's one of the best seasons for Axel since 2015. The last time they were 11-2 at one point on this season, as well as the last time they were in a semifinal game. They have a chance here. They just need to make some adjustments here in this third quarter, and they can be right back, right along with Lynn in this game. And as for Lynn, what they have to do in the second half is continue to apply those pressure off turnovers, continue to use the opportunities of second chance opportunities and score with the ball. But for Lynn, it's kind of on that same note where you need to start playing a little more aggressively in the terms of once your offense is in set. Lynn is working great off transition, fast break, but when their offense is in set, that's when they need to start working a little more inside. Gretchen Bott, she did it best, being able to lean her drive right into the basket. If her team got stale on the outside, just couldn't drive in and get a shot, she'd be the one who would go in and take it and get this Lynn team back in motion. So I see Gretchen Bott continuing to be, you know, a big key here in the second half for Lynn, and I see for Axel kind of being that same thing. We're going to take a step aside here for a quick minute. We're back here at the MSU Sports Free Network for second half action on 92.1 KMZA.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out to seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Axel starting this second half with a missed three-point shot. Now Lynn takes over. They're up 24-13, two quarters, 16 minutes all together to play here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. A girls semifinal winner to go on against Centralia in the championship match. The loser will play in the third place match against Blue Valley Randolph. Lynn here leading the way. Up by 11, and they have it around the perimeter to Jenny Turk. Turk, bounce pass, outside the perimeter bot. Bot had 10 points in that first half. Drives left side lane, could not get that to go in. And Caitlin Zettweiler here down the floor after the rebound for Axel. In the Natalie Strop, and Natalie misses a short corner floater. And Emke will make the rebound for the Lynn Bulldogs. Emke out to the left side. Peters, bot, out to a far wing to Turk. Turk setting up a three-point shot for Emke, but Emke misses it wide left. And that will now be the Axel Eagles to take over on the possession. 6:52 to go here in this third quarter. Talked about it, Axel. They had maybe Onega and Valley Heights to get here to the semifinal. The Lynn Bulldogs, they have only taken on one team. That was against Clifton Claw on Monday. They won 63-51, taking down one of the top-ranked teams in Class 1A Division 1. Here, both these teams are playing. They are ranked, and Axel splits defenders inside for two. Is Ava Brockstrom, her fifth point of the game, first points of quarter number three. Lynn tries to respond with a floater short corner, and it's missed. Natalie Stroffen makes the rebound. Here down the floor, she's got Alyssa Hazekamp on a body, but she misses it underneath. And then Lynn grabs it. And they'll say the last one to touch it was Axel. It goes out of bounds. Axel nearly just needed the break they needed for this game to change the momentum. They got 4 points in less than 30 seconds. Lynn scrambles with the ball at the top of the perimeter as they go left side to Emke. Emke in the key. They got a wide open Turk for a deep three. She misses it, though, and it's rebounded by Ava Brockstrom. Ava Brockstrom, a bad pass to her teammate, Zettweiler, but she recoups with it. Zettweiler in the far side wing takes a couple of spin moves, and she is fouled. It will go up and shoot two at the free throw line, and head coach Brad Brockstrom gets excited. I've said it, Fred Brockman, he says it every single week that Caitlin Zettweiler, she does well, the team will do well. Her first shot is up and off. By the way, Maggie Stroffen is on the bench right now for Axel, and she is icing her right wrist. I mentioned she had stunned it in the first half. It went pretty stiff. Here she's flexing that hand in and out with that ice pack on her wrist. So hoping that she'll be able to come back in this game for Axel. But at the free throw line, Zettweiler goes 1 of 2. She's now 3 of 4 at the free throw line on the game. Axel went down by 8, 24-16. The Lynn with 5:46 to go in the third quarter. This game, when it was initially played earlier in the season, it was decided by 4 points, or excuse me, 8 points, 44-36. Lynn drawing a foul to the glass will go up to the line and shoot two. Bailey Peters, a 5'4" junior guard, a second-team all-leaguer who currently leads the team second lead in this team with assists and points. His first shot is up and good. Peters with 5 points here on the game. Substitution for Axel. They bring in for the first time the 5'6" senior, Kelly McClellan. Peters at the free throw line with 5 points here now, misses her second shot. Down the floor, Zettweiler made the rebound, passed it to her teammate, Stroffen, and Stroffen turns the ball over on a bad pass, as taken away by Jenny Turk, her third steal of the game. Here, first turnover on this half for Axel. Sandy Peters, left side pass to Emke. Emke, who's had a very nice day for Lynn. Ella Emke. And now, passing off to Peters. Peters is able to finish in for two on a baseline drive. Now, extended out to 11 points again is Lynn over Axel. Zettweiler drives left side lane. She puts it in for two. A hard layup drive. Zettweiler. Lynn back in control with the ball. Turk spinning. working 1-on-2. Boxed out down low and Detweiler. Okay, she's finally on fire here for Axel. Detweiler out to Natalie. Natalie, three-point shot by McClellan is up. Right the check. The senior off the bench fires this Axel squad up. It's 27-21. Lynn down, only up by 6 now. 4:22 to go in this third quarter. Stretching butt. Drives. Left side. Passes it out. Bounce pass to Peters. Peters dribbles to her right. Pass the key. Elbow. Inside. Deflection by Natalie Sroffen. But on the floor, chasing for it is Turk. And then she knocks the ball out of bounds. And Lynn gives it back to Axel. 4 minutes, 7 seconds left to go here in quarter number three. We got a game here between Axel and Lynn. Detweiler on the right side wing. No hesitation. Drives inside. In and out of the basket, but Reagan Hazenkamp makes the rebound and the putback. What a move by Reagan Hazenkamp. That is the kind of flight you need from your team. And a timeout is called by head coach Trevor Kuhlman as he'll try to cool down this Lynn Bulldogs team as they were at one point up at the half, 24-13. They've only scored 3 points since the half, and they've allowed 10 points since it's here to Axel. We'll take a 30-second timeout, 27-23, our score, Lynn up by 4, 3 to go in the third quarter.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Land Radio.
3:28 left to go here in the third quarter. 27-23. Axel down by 4 to Lynn, and a turnover here by Axel. They throw the ball out of bounds. They continue to kind of struggle there with the bad passes resulting in turnovers. But overall, Axel has outscored Lynn at 10-3 here in this quarter. Once down 24-13 at the half, no one down by 4, 27-23. Lynn with the ball with 3:22 to go in the third quarter. Peters dribbling right side, passes to her teammate Bott. Bott here, spinning around, firing on a cylinder pass. Down to her teammate Bott. Bott to Turk. Turk, left side. She'll pass it. Back to Bott. Bott down low to Rogi. Rogi. Now, the empty shot from the far short corner miss, and a foul called on Lynn. Lynn, three fouls in the quarter. Third foul, the game called against Jenny Turk, one of the players you don't want in foul trouble for Lynn. She's got 3 steals, 2 boards in this game, 2 points. She's had quite a decent performance for Lynn on the stat sheet. Staying on the scoring side, but she's done a lot of other great stuff here for Lynn, especially moving the ball. Here, Axel has it. Now they don't. Josie Emke with a steal. 4th turnover of this quarter for the Axel Eagles. In the third, Lynn has it. Inside the paint, Schering flipping out. Deep corner. Turk has it. She can pick a three if she wants to. She decides not to. She'll throw it out to Peters. Peters bounce fast back to Turk. No shot clock down here at Washington County High School, so you don't have to get that ball up anytime soon. Foul's called against Axel, their 2nd of the quarter. 3rd foul called on Natalie Stroffen. That's huge to have her with 3 fouls in this game. It's also been huge for Axel that Caitlin Detweiler still only has two after having two fouls in the first 3 minutes of the first quarter. Lynn Bulldogs have the ball with it. Emke out to Hiltgen. Hiltgen to Bott. Bott loses the ball, taken away by Dalen Detweiler. Four turnovers in this quarter for both teams now. And this ball is being scrambled for on the far side corner. It rolls out of bounds, and it was last touched by Axel. Their fifth turnover on the quarter. 1:51 to go in quarter three. Lynn up by four, 27-23. Lynn, with the ball, will handle no pressure, taking this ball down the floor. Haley Peters on the far side. Axel here in the zone defense. Three-point shot is up and missed by Hiltgen. The rebound is by Brockstrom. Excuse me, Hazenkamp, and Brockstrom head coach Brad Brockstrom will call a timeout here for Axel. 1:32 to go in third quarter. He knows how big this bucket is. Only down by four, 27-23. Lynn over Axel. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We're back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Kansaland Radio.
After the Axel timeout, Axel has the ball down by four, 27-23 to Lynn with 1:20 to go in the third quarter. And they keep the possession here, nearly a turnover, but Lynn was the last one to touch it as the ball goes out of bounds. So here on the near sideline to toss it in is Reagan Hazenkamp. She flies it left side, Avery Bussing. Bussing dribbles. Up top, she'll look right to Hazenkamp, trying to float it down, and now he's dropped in. Last one to touch it. They'll call it against Lynn. And Olivia Meyer, Axel's happy about that call. Axel with Caitlin Zettweiler under the glass, left side to throw this one in, looking into Natalie Stroffen. Natalie to Reagan. Reagan left out to Avery Bussing. Natalie trying to throw this ball inside. Gets it to Brockstrom and misses. Rebound on the offense, and then a missed second chance opportunity by Detweiler. And now we're going to have a foul called on Axel. Amongst all the fight for the ball, Axel comes out with the foul, but gratefully there, it's only against Avery Bussing, who picked up her first foul now of the game. Both teams with three fouls in this quarter. Fouls reset the end of it. Going into quarter four, 50 seconds remaining in the third, 27-23. Lynn up by four on Axel. Bailey Peters with the ball for Lynn. Left side, dribbling, passes into the high post to Rogi. And that ball mishandled and stolen by Caitlin Detweiler. Down the floor, Axel trying to score, not able to get it in on a long shot. The rebound now by Josie Emke. Her first board, first time on the stat sheet here in this third quarter. She had a very good first half with 3 points and four rebounds and a steal. She's been a little quiet here in quarter three for this Lynn team. But Rogi has it under the glass. Nice steal out. In for two. Easy Rogi. Throwing it on in. Her fifth point of the game. Lynn, a six-point lead with 5 seconds to go in the third quarter. Axel with the ball. Bussing. Three-point shot to end the quarter. Putting the nail in the plank. It's Avery Bussing to end quarter number three. It's a three-point game, the closest it's been since quarter one. Lynn, 29, Axel, 26. We're back in 60 seconds for the start of quarter four here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
Strong communities are built on trust, and trust starts local. Bendina State Bank proudly serves our neighbors with branches in Bendina, Denton, and at the Bank of Highland. Three hometown locations united under one umbrella with one purpose, helping our communities thrive. With deep roots, local leadership, and decisions made right here at home, Bendina State Bank is ready to serve your financial needs today and for generations to come. Bendina State Bank. Local people, local decisions, real community care. BendinaStateBank.com. Member FDIC.
Hanzaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network here. Axel down only by three right now. Lynn trying to get a three-point shot up and in. They missed it, but an offensive rebound will set the team back up for another three-point try, but they missed that one as well. And now an offensive rebound by Hazenkamp, and Axel will take this one down the floor, only down by one possession, 3 points. And now we're going to get a jump ball at half court, and Axel will maintain the possession down by three, 29-26 to Lynn with 7:32 to go in the fourth quarter. But a player for Lynn is slow to get up. It is Ella Emke. Actually outscored Lynn 13-5 in the third quarter. They had an impressive game against Valley Heights, 26-5 or 6 there on Monday. I said it at the half that Axel is a team that could come out and set a tempo in the third quarter, and they have definitely done that so far. Self to complete the comeback. Lynn Bulldogs, they only took Ella Emke out after she was slow to get up, and said they keep her in the game. She said she's fine, but she'll stay in. Reagan Hazenkamp at the top of the three-point line. She goes right side, pass off to Ava Rochman, and stolen away by Rogie. Her first steal of the game, coming at a big time. And now Bailey Peters has it. Peters, right side to Bott. Bott dribbles, left hand, now switches to her right as she flips around, kicks out to the right corner, dished out to the left wing, now driving in. Lynn, at the top of the printer to reset, reset it, is Turk. 63 left to go in this fourth quarter, 29-26, Lynn by three over Axel. Left lane drive by Peters, she misses it, and an offensive rebound by Rogie, she's fouled to go up and shoot two. Lynn, after the shot went up and was looked to be missed, it was missed, Lynn totally bailed, they had everyone run back to play defense. But Axel butterfingered the ball and lost control of it on the rebound, and it somehow went all the way back to a Lynn player's hand. Favorable that Rogie had her head turned around. Rogie getting her first free throw shot here. She's now 2 for 2 on the game, and she looks to follow through with her third as well. And she does. She goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Lynn now back ahead by 5, 31-26. Over Axel. Now he's dropping. Driving right side. Kick out. 3-point shot is up off the back iron and rebounded by Lynn. Rebounded by Jenny Turk. And a foul on, ball knocked out of bounds by Axel. Jenny Turk will throw it in from the Lynn bench. At half court, here's Peters. Peters out to Bott. Bott, one-on-one against Detweiler. She dribbles right side. Axel running a 2-3 zone defense. Lynn on the baseline. Ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Axel. Controversial to the Axel side. And actually, this is flipped around. They're going to say it's a turnover for Lynn. Axel will have it with Caitlin Detweiler to throw it in. She'll find Natalie Stroppin. Natalie will break the pressure by dribbling fast half court. And she'll get this ball to Detweiler. Detweiler, Hazenkamp. It deflects off her back. Back to Reagan's hand. And now out to Ava Brochman. Reagan. And here in the hands is Axel. Not getting a half court violation. Lynn is very frustrated about it. But the near side official says it was touched by Lynn before reaching half court. But nonetheless, Lynn gets the ball on a turnover with a block, and Peters takes this one down the floor. And Peters is fouled. He'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. So Lynn happy about that one. 5:39 to go here in the fourth quarter. 31-26, Lynn over Axel by five. Four fouls on the game now on Natalie Stropp, and that is huge to have her in her foul territory. I believe they'll substitute Stropp out of the game. They will not. They're going to keep her actually in the game here. Subbing out Brockstrom and putting in Alyssa Hazenkamp. Here for the free throw line is Peter. She just nailed her first one. She'll look to go 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Her first one sinks to the net. 5 points in the second half for Bailey Peters. 9 points on the game. 5:34 to go here in the fourth quarter. 33-26. Lynn leads over Axel. Detweiler inside drive. Trying to get over the basket. How did she just do that? Fadeaway shot with a player in her face. Detweiler gets it done. Lynn now with the ball. 3-point shot up off the right iron and rebounded by Alyssa Hazenkamp. Axel down the floor. Would like to have some points here on this possession if you're Axel. Detweiler on the far wing will juggle it, pass it out to Bussing. Bussing into the third quarter with a 3-point shot and an offensive charge. Call out Reagan Hazenkamp. She finished with the ball too. That's huge. That foul. Teeing up Reagan Hazenkamp. Less than 5 minutes now to go in the fourth quarter. 33-28. Lynn over Axel by 5. Lynn with the ball. Bailey Peters spinning. To the top of the timeline. Take away Detweiler. She's on an open track. And she finishes with the bunny. Detweiler. 7 points in the second half. Emerging here for Axel at a big time. As Lynn will have to call a timeout. Down or up by 3 over Axel. 33-30. 4:42 to go in this fourth quarter. 30 seconds aside. We're back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
4:39 left to go in the fourth quarter in our semifinal girls matchup in the TVL tournament. Axel Lynn, Lynn up by 3, 33-30 with 4:30 to go in the fourth quarter. Peters has it for Lynn, driving left side lane, kicks out to the opposite side corner. 3 is up and in for Josie Emke. Her first 3 since the second quarter. Axel now down by 6. With the ball, Detweiler driving left side here, trying to finish the basket, doesn't get the foul call. Lynn will take it away with Ella Emke, her third steal of the match. And a timeout will be called by Lynn immediately after our last timeout was taken. 3:57 left to go in the fourth quarter. It's a full timeout taken by the Lynn Bulldogs. We'll take it as well. 36-30, Lynn over Axel. We're back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Kansaland Radio.
3:52. 3:52 to go here in the fourth quarter, 36-30. Lynn leads over Axel. Lynn with the ball. Peters at the top of the high key. Drives left side lane, and she splits defenders to go in for two. Bailey Peters, what a game. Double digits having been scored now for her, joining alongside her teammate Gretchen Vaught. Vaught, who's had no points in the second half, finished with 10 points in the first half. Axel getting called on a foul. An offensive foul against Natalie Stroppin, that is huge. She is fouled out of this game. The player who hit 500 career rebounds on Monday against Valley Heights is now out for the Axel Eagles. And Maggie Stroppin, she's been out this entire second half as well, as she has a covering over her left or her right wrist as well as an ice pack. So both Stroppins, the height and all the forward backbone of this team, have not been in at all for the Axel Eagles. So they are a guard-heavy lineup here on the floor right now, trying to beat this Lynn team. A lot is weighed against this Axel team here. See if they can come back and get this one done. They're down 38-30 with 3:17 to go in the fourth quarter. Turnover for Lynn. Axel gets the ball back. Axel, they have hit two threes in this second half. Definitely going to have to get a couple of more shots up there. Reagan driving inside, flipping out to Avery Bussing. Bussing to Caitlin Detweiler. She loses the ball. It's taken away by Jenny Turk. Her fourth turnover of the game, her fourth steal. Second turnover of this quarter for Axel. And Lynn underneath the basket. Rogie goes in for two. And now Lynn is starting to separate the scoring here with 2:46 to go in this fourth quarter. 40-30. Axel out there, two bigs. And on the floor, Axel loses the ball out of bounds. And that'll be their third turnover back-to-back. Lynn with 2:36 to go in the fourth quarter. Up by 10, 40-30. Now with the ball. Biggest thing now at this point in this game is there is no shot clock here at Washington County High School. So if you're Lynn, you can take all the time in the world off the clock. But here's a three-pointer on the board for Bailey Peters. Her first three of the game. Lynn, they've hit three threes this contest. Axel now down by their largest deficit of 13 points. Ava Brockman trying to finish a layup. Ball is out of bounds. Whistle will blow. Clock will stop for 2 minutes flat. 43-30. Lynn over Axel. Winner to play Centralia tomorrow in the championship game. Loser will take on Blue Valley Randolph in the third place match. Lynn giving up a 3-point shot from Avery Bussing, her second three of the game, second here of the half. That brings it back to 10 points. 43-33, a full timeout taken by Axel with 1:53 left to go in the fourth quarter. You're actually, you're going to need to start applying a pressure defense to get this ball back. No more fouls to give either. We're back in 60 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out to seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up, and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
Kansaland Radio.
After the Axel Eagles timeout, Lynn is set up to the free throw line with Bailey Peters. A long ball down the court. She was able to get fouled on the basket to go up and here now shoot two. Her first shot is up and on the way and in for one. 44-33. Lynn leads by 11 over Axel with 151 to go in the fourth quarter. Axel, they're out there two bigs in the second half. Maggie's dropping. Natalie's dropping Maggie. She stung her wrist in the first half. She's been out this entire third and fourth quarter. And Natalie's dropping fouled out just a couple of minutes ago. Second free throw shot missed by Bailey Peters. And Axel here handling a deficit of 11 points and 11:39 left to go in this game. Free throw, layup shot off the glass. Second chance opportunity though made by Avery Bussing. Bussing goes to the line and shooting and one as well. A chance for a 3-point play. Bussing, she's been full of plenty of 3-point plays today with 2 threes in this second half. Axel will put in a senior in Ellie McClellan. Taking out the sophomore, Ava Brockstrom. Two seniors on the floor here for Axel with McClellan and Hazenkamp. Free throw shot is up and good for Bussing. She's got now 9 points on the game. Axel, they're down here by 8. It's the same score as the last time these two teams played, and Lynn won 44-36. But can Axel overcome this deficit of 8 points with 95 seconds to go here in this fourth quarter? Lynn calls the timeout. It's a 30-second. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Community Healthcare System, great care is closer than you think. From primary care to specialty clinics, rehab therapy, senior care, and state-of-the-art hospital services, we're here for every stage of life. Our trusted teams in Centralia, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland provide expert care with a personal touch right here in your community. If you need labs, imaging, therapy, or same-day care, we've got you covered. Community Healthcare System, exceptional services, compassionate people, and care you can count on every single day.
Hansaland Radio.
1:35 to go in the fourth quarter between our girls semifinal, the Twin Valley League tournament, Axel and Lynn. Lynn, the 2 seed, Axel, the 6 seed, Lynn, number 5 ranked team in Class 1, Division 2, Axel, a ranked number 9 team in this classification. Finally, in the last rankings that came out, hitting the top 10 as they respectively deserve. But Lynn right now, with 95 seconds remaining this fourth quarter, are up by 8 points, 44-36, the same score they won by against Axel earlier on in the season. Lynn, with the ball at half court. Peters, you don't need to shoot the ball if you're Lynn. You just have to keep it around the perimeter. It's a game of keep away. Let Axel foul you and go up to the line and ice it at the free throw line. 66 seconds now to play, and Axel will finally foul. And that's the biggest thing playing down here at Washington County High School. There is no shot clock. Belle Smith said it best when I had her on that Donovan West broadcast for the boys game. She said, as an athlete, you just get more time where, you know, with the shot clock, your offensive sets are running about 35 seconds. Here, they're going about 40 to 45, and potentially even longer, especially when you're getting the points like this in the game. Well, up at the free throw line is Gretchen Bott, who scored 0 points in the second half. The first shot is missed. Axel hoping she can miss her next one here as well. Bott here hits her second. And Lynn up by 9, 45-36 with 60 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Lynn a minute away from a chance to go to the TVL championship game against Centralia. Jump ball under the glass after a missed three by Detweiler. Possession arrow goes to Lynn. And again, as long as they continue to shoot lights out the free throw line, they can pretty much end this game crystal clear. As Bott is fouled with 50 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. 45-36, Lynn up by 9. Shout out to also our Twin Valley League sponsors here that made this tournament coverage possible. M&R Auto Parts, Blue Vibe Technologies, Cook & Company, Winkler Oil Company, Elmer's Repair, First National Bank, Frankfort, Highland Community College, SBS Insurance, Bethina State Bank, and the Bank of Highland. Bruna Implement, D&D Buildings, Onega Pharmacy, Helena Agri Enterprises, Community Healthcare Systems, Farmers State Bank Onega, Hiawatha Implement, Midwest Crop Insurance Seneca, and First Heritage Bank. As going 2 for 2 at the free throw line is Gretchen Brott. Now 3 points in the second half, 4-13 points on the game. Axel attempts a three-pointer, misses. Attempts another shot under the glass off an offensive rebound. They miss it as well. A foul is called on Lynn. The second foul of the game, here against Gretchen Bott. 39 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, 47-36. Lynn over Axel. Axel with the ball, inbound play at the top of the perimeter. With it, Reagan at the top high elbow left side. Out to Bussing. Bussing loses the ball. It is taken away by Turk. Turk with it. Turk here driving on the far side. 22 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. She flips it out. Now out to Bott. And now is Axel just going to let this one go? Yes, they are. The Lynn Bulldogs will head to the championship game for the first time in a while. And they will take on the defending champs of last season, the Centralia Panthers. But Axel making history for the first time since 2015 in a semifinal game. They'll at least go to a third place match. Again, this is the first time since 2015. Still nothing to hang your head low on if you're the Axel Eagles. But Lynn, victorious, 47-36 over Axel. We'll take a step aside. We'll come back one final time for our post-game player of the game, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
To be successful in the agricultural market, you need the right equipment, the highest quality of seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best in crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth or Nate Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
We'll be right back.
Kansaland Radio.
Back one final time here on our Thursday for our Twin Valley League Tournament post-game show here. Be Outdoors Real Estate, buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. It's also our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Excuse me, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. I'll tell you what, I'm losing my voice a little bit here as this week goes on at the Twin Valley Tournament. Came in a little bit sick to it, but the doctor said, he told me one thing, the medicine to cure it is more TVL play. I tell you what, I've definitely been able to get a little better here as this, man, this TVL tournament has been absolutely phenomenal this year in 2026 as we just wrapped up our semifinals win, victorious over Axel 47-36. They led at the half 24-13. They were outscored in the third quarter by Axel, though 13-5, but Lynn would come back in the fourth quarter and outscore Axel 18-10. I think the biggest thing, though, that decided this game for Axel was losing Maggie Strothman in the first half. She stung her right hand wrist. She iced it for the remainder of the second half, did not see any time on the floor through the third or the fourth quarter. And Natalie Strothman went out early in the fourth quarter after fouling out. So when your two bigs on your team, your two forwards foul out, but aren't on the floor and you're playing with, four guards to five guards, it's really hard to come back because you don't have that height quite inside that can really get on through against especially a team like Lynn, who's got some decent size there. But again, Lynn, they come out on top 47-36. They go to the TVL championship game on the girls' side as they will take on the Centralia Panthers. On the girls' side for the third-place match will be Blue Valley Randolph and Axel, two teams that have not seen a third-place match in a very long time. So again, congratulations for both those teams. Despite them both losing their semifinals, they've had an incredible part of the season. Nothing to hang their head low on. Put your head back up and get ready for a matchup to not forget tomorrow. And then on our boys' side, it'll be the Hanover Wildcats and Axel Boys. They will rematch. And then we'll also have in the third place match, Clifton Clyde and D-West. We'll have a broadcasting schedule come out here soon for tomorrow's action of the games that we will cover, the times there for them. All that, again, coming up on the way here over tonight, definitely by the morning. But, again, Lynn Bulldogs come up victorious 47-36 over Axel. Axel, they were led by Keelan Detweiler and Avery Boosting with 9 points. Lynn, they were led by Bailey Pierce with 15. Gretchen Bott with 13. Rogie had 9. And Josie Emke had 6. So again, here, final time on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Our matchups tomorrow we'll have on the girls' side, Centralia and Lynn the championship, BVR and Axel in the third place match. On the boys, that'll be Hanover and Axel in the championship game, and Clifton Clyde and Northwest in the third place match. And right quick before I forget, our player of the game going to Bailey Peters from the Lynn Bulldogs, finishing with the outstanding 15 points, getting to her average of 15 points per game as she has now exceeded over 200 points here scored this season for the Lynn Bulldogs as a 5'4" junior. Well, from Bobby from Crinan Profit here from Washington, Kansas, thank you for tuning in. We'll come back with you tomorrow for more TVL tournament play on the MSC Sports Radio Network.